It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Today we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day with a couple of accomplished Pittsburgh Irishmen. One of them is Joe Flaherty, one of the original writer-performers on SCTV. Mr. Flaherty created characters like emotional talk show host Sammy Maudlin, station manager Guy Caballero, who goes around in a wheelchair just to get sympathy, and his most famous horror movie host, Count Floyd. He joins us now by phone. Joe Flaherty, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And the same to you.
I was researching your roots, trying to figure out what part of Pittsburgh you're from. I'm curious where you grew up.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, but I always get blank stares when I say this. I grew up in Homewood, Brushton area.
Why would you get a blank stare?
The neighborhood is totally black now, and pretty much the main difference.
What was it like when you were growing up there?
Oh, it was great. It was great. My brothers and I always talk about how great it was. It was a good little community, working class, diverse, lots of, Irish and Polish and black people there. And, they're neighbors, our next-door neighbors, and we're African-American, and all the people, a lot of people on the block were. And it was just great. It was a fun place to grow up. We have a lot of good memories of it, playing baseball there and going to school with Holy Rosary.
Were you a class clown?
And eventually going to Central Catholic,
Oh, right. Sure.
Yeah.
One of the many famous famous graduates of Central Catholic. Were you a class clown in school?
No, I wasn't. I didn't like school. I didn't take to school very much. I just, I didn't partake, I didn't really, wasn't active in anything. I just kind of observed and always just wanted to get the hell out, I'd sit in class and draw baseball, Forbes Field and baseball stadium dimensions and...
We have a lot in common. We have a lot in common there, Joe. I remember doing the same thing. Yeah. Drawing ballparks and sports scenes and all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I loved the Pirates growing up, I just, I lived for them. And at one point I thought I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, But I found that I wasn't quite the right career choice. But it was fun. As I said, I loved the neighborhood, taking streetcars. It wasn't that far from Forbes Field. And then ultimately, just going into Oakland, which was the cultural center, I'd spend a lot of time at the Carnegie Library there, the museum library. And everything is close in Pittsburgh, That's another thing. It's so small that you can reach so many different places.
I'm curious how you ended up getting into comedy, Joe. How did that happen?
Well, that's another thing I was thinking about, because I started off, I wanted to be an actor. In between, I joined, actually I was pretty young when I joined. I joined the Air Force. I went into the Air Force when I just turned 17 and had some time to think about what I wanted to be. I was trained as an air policeman, so I was an air policeman, like a military policeman. But I knew I didn't want to go into law enforcement when I got out. And I always kind of was interested in acting, and I think before I went in, I'm not quite sure, but I think before I went in, I took some classes at the Pittsburgh Playhouse. I took one class, actually. So that interested me. My family loved, my dad was a musician, part-time musician, and they all, they loved movies and the entertainment industry, they got a big charge out of that. So I wanted to get, just wanted to get into it. I felt like it'd be fun, you know. So after I got out of the Air Force, I took some more classes at the Pittsburgh Playhouse, just to, you know, evening things. And then went off to New York to study, take acting classes in New York. But it was drama. It was purely drama. And I'll tell you, I was doing a scene from a play with the scene study stuff. When we had an audience in for this particular one, I was doing Virginia Woolf, that play Virginia Woolf, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Mm-hmm.
And while I was doing the scene, I was getting laughs from the audience because I was playing George, you know, and he actually has some funny lines in that. But I was kind of thrown aback because I thought, this, hey, what are they laughing at? This is a drama. But the lines were actually funny, and I enjoyed that. I enjoyed getting laughter from the audience, you know. I thought, that is kind of fun. But anyway, I continued with my dramatic acting, and then I decided to go back to Pittsburgh and go to Pittsburgh Playhouse Point Park College. They had a program there. I think they still do.
Sure.
And study, you know, study in earnest and get a degree. And I guess it was while I was there that I sort of was gravitating toward comedy. You know, I liked doing the funny, the comedy plays, and my chance came when one of the people from the Playhouse went to Chicago, Illinois, I wrote him a letter saying, can you use any actors where you are, trying to find work from the Playhouse? And he said, I'm in from a place called Second City in Chicago. He said, and I don't need any actors, but, you know, I need a stage manager. Do you know anything about lights and stuff like that? So I, you know, I lied and I said, yeah, I know a lot about lights. And that went in. And I went to Second City and in Chicago. And that's where I fell in love with it. I thought, this is what I want to do. I was watching the show. I saw that they did a regular book show first, two acts, and then they did improvisations after that. It was all comedic, you know, satiric. And I thought, this is perfect. This is exactly what I want to do. And so from that point on, it was all comedy. It was just, you know, I stayed in comedy. And once you get in comedy, that's pretty much what, you know, what you get, you become known for. So that was it. But I'm growing up, once again, I was saying there are a lot of different influences. In Pittsburgh, I love the Reach Kordick show. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Sure.
Reach.
Dialing for Dollars.
Yeah, I love that show. It was great. So that was an influence for me back then. A couple other things, you know. I can see right now that the seeds were planted. The comedy seeds were there. And so that's the direction I took. And
so you end up...
That's how I got into comedy. Because from Second City, you know, of course, we were in Chicago. We went up to Toronto, opened a theater up there, and that's where we got the TV show. And it was pretty much, as I say, all comedy from there.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. We're talking with Joe Flaherty on this St. Patrick's Day of SCTV fame. You can join the conversation with a comment or question at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Of course, you created many characters as one of the original writers and performers on SCTV. And one of those, of course, was the iconic Count Floyd, the host of Monster Chiller Horror Theater, which lampooned the shtick that local TV horror hosts did. Let's listen to a clip, and we can count all the Pittsburgh references here.
Okay.
Saturday night, kids. Time for another Monster Chiller Horror Theater. And tonight... We really have a frightening movie for you tonight, kids. This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time. This movie is called blood-sucking monkeys from West Mifflin, Pennsylvania. And it's really good, so I'm not going to waste any more time. Let's take a look at this movie. It's really going to scare the daylights out of you. Ooh! Let's take a look at the film. Got a little problem, kids. The movie's, we don't have the movie. Something went wrong. We don't have the film. I'll tell it to you. It's so scary. Maybe then you'll know what you missed. But I went straight down into Sewickley, Pennsylvania, which is a nice suburb of Pittsburgh. Well, down there, it really started. People would be talking in Pittsburgh. They'd be saying, hey, what's happening? What's going on, eh? Pretty good, eh? I'm going to have a good, I'm telling you. And then pop, they would pop right out of their mouths. It's scary. And they ate up practically all the whole city. Every Pittsburgher was going, what's going on? Hey, I don't understand it. And they ate up all the Pittsburghers. And that was the end. The Air Force dropped a bomb on Pittsburgh. They had to sacrifice that fine golden triangle for the monkeys, and they killed all the monkeys. And I'm telling you, the movie was so good, it wasn't even funny.
Joe Flaherty, how did you come up with that character?
Because we decided on the show, we did one of those made-for-TV movies. Eugene Levy wrote it. It was called Madame Blitzman. It was a takeoff on Madame Curie, you know. It was a biography, made-for-TV biography. And we figured one of the writers said, well, look, we got to frame this in something. We can't just show a movie from out of nowhere. It should be a show. And I said, why don't we do it as one of those horror shows that were popular a few years before that, actually. I said, because they seem to be all over the country, you know, little stations. They get their own, their people there, the news readers and everyone. And they have, they do a scary show. They show movies that are scary. And they host it, you know, and they dress up as Frankenstein or something like that, or ghouls, and in Pittsburgh, of course, we had Chiller Theater with Bill Cardill, and he, I think there were a bunch of different ones though. Like Cleveland had their own, Detroit had, one of them had Sven Gulli. I don't know if that was New York or not.
That was That was one of them. Yeah. So Bill Cardill had an influence in this.
Oh, yeah, because the main reason was, I would watch those things at night and when they'd come on, and the movies weren't very good, you know. A lot of times they were bad, just these really slow-moving Roger Corman things that, you know, just, they weren't frightening at all. And, but I apparently it had a following, you know, the show had a following. Apparently a lot of college students like to watch. And so, I said, let's have him, whenever we do any movie, we'll just have him as a host and, tell you it's scary, you know,
and it
won't be.
Become a huge iconic thing that lives on. I'm curious what you think that the staying power of Count Floyd is. He has his own Wikipedia page, and then as recently as 2014 you appeared in a music video as Count Floyd, so people have just hung on to this.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's just so stupid. He's not a real vampire, you know. I took one of the newscasters from the station, Floyd Robertson, you know, and not too many people even knew this. And, I basically gave him the job as nighttime host of this comedy thing.
Which was something a lot of station personalities would do. They would double as the newscaster, and then they would be this, and then they'd play the horror movie host or whatever, kind of do double duty.
Exactly. Yep. Yes, exactly. And that's what I did. And, of course, SCTV was such a small, little, rinky-dink operation, you know, that we had to double for a lot of things. But, I got to say, and I got to also take claim for reviving the word scary, you know, and putting that back into the lexicon of a lot of people. I mention that to people, and they say, "Oh, get no, you know, that's not true." But I did. I checked it out. I checked it out, and I actually looked up on the internet the premiere of The Exorcist, and the interviews they had with people there, you know, that saw the movie, and you know, there were a lot of them were just saying, "Oh, I felt like throwing up, and it was frightening," and I didn't hear the word scary once. So
you brought it back. Hey Joe, we've got somebody on the phone, Tom from Green Tree, who has a history with you. So we're gonna welcome Tom into the conversation.
Sure.
Tom, you're on the air with Joe Flaherty. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey Joe. You won't remember me, but I have an incidental history with you. First of all, big fan, SCTV. I was watching that in the early 80s and everybody knew in the know that that was just one of the greatest shows. The little history is, at one point I was a limo driver. I drove you to the airport. You were the nicest guy, and I told you I was from Pittsburgh, and I got just such a kick out of meeting you and having you in the car. And then, which was one of the biggest disappointments in my life, I was an actor out there, and I was in the performance class of Second City that came to the Mayfair Theater out there in the early 90s. And I was informed, I got into the performance class. We put on a live show on Monday nights that we wrote, which was great fun. But I was informed you were supposed to be our mentor, our instructor. And I was so jacked thinking, oh, this is kismet. This is the way it's supposed to be. I'm from Pittsburgh. Joe's going to be my
Well, let me
guy.
Let me jump
and
in, Tom, if
I
may.
It was a conflict with a film you were shooting or something, and we got the Frito-Lay guy. I forget what his name was.
Tom, let me jump in because we're running out of time, and I just want to mention, Joe, you have taught comedy classes, correct?
Yes, I have. Yeah, at a college there in, I taught workshops wherever we were in Second City, and also in the Humber College in Toronto. I taught for a few years there and had a few pretty good students come out of that, but... Yes, it's okay. I prefer doing it to teaching it, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it's... how do you teach someone to be funny?
Well, you can't. You can't. You just have to draw... You have to give them certain rules, you know, show them what to you is funny and what to an audience. You have to find out in front of an audience. That's how you find out if you're funny or not. You got to perform in front of an audience, and they'll tell you, the audience will tell you if you're funny. So... Yeah, some of the people went there just didn't, you know, they weren't cut out for it. It comes down to sense of humor, you know, and that's something that I'm pretty much born with, you know.
Well, certainly SCTV was a show that people responded to. It went on the air in 1976, and we're hearing, Joe, that there may be a 40th anniversary SCTV special, according to Eugene Levy. What are the chances of that happening?
Wow, boy, word gets around quick. Yeah, that looks like a real possibility. Our producer, Andrew Alexander, is talking to people right now. Apparently, there's an offer from Toronto, from CTV, the station in Canadian station, to do the show. And so that looks like it's going to happen, actually. If we can get it together... Pardon me, schedule-wise, we're definitely, we were kind of egged on by the fact that SNL did an anniversary show, Saturday Night Live did one last year, and we thought, well, let's do ours, too, even though we haven't been on the air for 30-some years.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
People remember the show, and I think they would enjoy it. We're down to about 30 seconds, Joe, so I want to ask you before we wrap this up, how are you celebrating St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, well, I guess I'm trying to get my son to make an Irish stew with real lamb, which is apparently the way they do in Ireland, but that's about it. I'm not going to drink much. I don't do that anymore.
Well, you know, you got to keep those comedy reflexes sharp. And
that's exactly.
Joe, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Oh, sure, and to you too, and the best to all the people there in Pittsburgh. I tell you, it's a wonderful town.
Joe Flaherty of SCTV fame joining us. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Happy St. Patrick's Day. So long for now.